I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, all-time irony. I think we could do ironies as a side question. Dom Giordano's show. Arguably the least concerned about health, at least when it comes to eating and working out, president, arguably President Trump, has a guy who is the one doing the most that is shaking up our entire healthcare system, our entire food system, our entire vaccine, etc. And he'll be here at 1:30 today. It's been a long time trying to make this happen, and I think it's Dr. Oz and Dr. Oz's person that made it happen. So RFK Jr., Secretary RFK Jr., RFK Jr., will be here at 1:30 today, and they've offered like an ungodly amount of time. So if you have a question that you say must be asked, please speak now or forever hold your peace at 855-839-1210. I, of course, just sketched out my first 15 for the NFL. I don't like the 15. I would do 40, but that's the NFL, you know. Things change the script. And the one area, maybe a small thing, I might say, oh, come on now, with the food pyramid upside down, okay, but saturated fats, good. Certain ones. So Kennedy is in Harrisburg. He'll be with us on his way back. We hope to have him here at some point. We're working on that. But you'll be able to hear it at 1:30 today. And in Harrisburg at this rally, it's the Eat Real Food Tour kicking off today. That's the main thing we'll talk about. But I got to get a little more information on the pull-up. Henry is very intrigued, too. You know, and I think my request will be to lead a movement to take away all those pull-ups you have to jump on at gyms. You got to jump up on. No. Move them down to the level we can work on, like 6 feet, 5 inches, 6 inches, 7 inches. You might be able to do a pull-up then. But he's in Harrisburg on this. There are protesters. There are always protesters. All that going on. Big story today when he took to the podium. We'll play you President Trump in Davos. And look, the Trump remedy is certainly called for with these people. We'll play you the Blackstone guy who's the most odious creature out there saying we're only here, us billionaires, to help the average people, to make things more affordable. Yeah, right. And the other star is Gavin Newsom, standing among the crowd, and Trump calls him out from the podium. Trump also saying, let's face it, if not for America, a lot of you would be speaking German or maybe a little Japanese. He went after windmills, but the big story, he said, and the markets have reacted well, we are not going to, by force, do anything with Greenland. All right, so Greenland was much there, reassuring people on that. I get the Trump negotiating style, but on the Greenland thing, I think this comes down to, behind the scenes, how much money will it take? I think it's worth it. Harry Truman thought it was worth it. $100 million in gold in 1946, he offered. That's 1946 dollars in gold. That would have been a lot. I don't even know if they had 20,000 people there then, in order to get it. I don't know if we pay them off, we pay the Danes off. Well, I was thinking of a deal. The Danish company Ørsted. All right, we want to put a windmill off the Jersey Shore. You'll do that, and we'll give you Greenland. Sorry, we're not doing that, even for Greenland. It's national defense. Nope, you're not messing up the Jersey Shore. Nope, no deal with the Danes on that. Okay, Randy Weingarten there today, though. This is all the people that want to control us coming together. That's what this Davos thing is about. Every year, John Kerry would be the face of it. We got several Randy Weingarten cuts, though, because she's the one that does the most that's irritating around this and the most mind. Well, let's start with Randy Weingarten there. Here's Weingarten talking about to the billionaires, to the people that behind the scenes run the world, that we must use this World Economic Forum to create an integrated network and curriculum for kids. Think of these globalists now. She wants to put into the public schools. Cut 19.
So part of what we're trying to do here is say, how do we create this partnership between education, labor, government, and industry with the goal of creating these pathways so that kids, when they come out of high school or they come out of college, don't have to start saying, what am I going to do next? The pathways become important, and to create those pathways, you also have to create a curriculum, and you have to create this engagement with each other. And the last thing I'll say is this. When you do it, we in the United States of America, we have 16,000 school districts. We have over 100,000 schools. There are industry partners all over. And you, Kiva, were the one who said, you can't keep on doing this industry by industry. You are the one who said, you can't keep on doing this governor by governor. How do we use the WEF to create this kind of integrated network so that we're all working together so that kids can have, from high school on, opportunities to have jobs that pay a living wage so that they can feed their family and nurture their family. And that is what happens in advanced manufacturing. So I'm honored that we are part of the creation of that curriculum, and we are all in.
Oh, I want to see the curriculum, Randy. I want to see the chapter on fascism. Now, Henry, I've never told you, but I think it's perfectly that we'd be able to get her in studio. I mean, I've had her on 10 or 12
right,
times.
Yeah.
So let's put her on our wish list next. We ought to have that giant. I mean, Johnny's got a big sign out there at Mulligan's. Today is the birthday, by the way, and we'll honor him all day, of the great Nick Foles on my Twitter. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see my Twitter today? Take a look at the picture I put up. That is from Saturday, and that is from when we had Nick Foles. That's the crowd. Look at that room, how enormous it is. And backstage, there had to be 500 people waiting to get with Nick Foles.
Yeah. What a scene.
And notice the height. If he's 6'6", I'm at least 6'1", based on that. Yeah, you could tell. Yeah, what a scene. It is a fabulous thing, and we have the cut of Philly. We'll get to. But here's one more Randy Weingarten. Yep, she goes to the well in Davos. Here's Randy Weingarten. It takes a village. Cut 20.
And first, I'd like to turn to Randy Weingarten.
Of course.
So we're honored to be here. For any number of reasons, if you had told me 5 or 10 years ago that I would be at the World Economic Forum announcing a Smart Start curriculum with business, governors, I would say, okay, I would see myself doing this with governors, but with business in Switzerland doing this, I would have said, what are you drinking? But the point is, it does take a village to actually create and recreate and re-envision a society that works for all. And manufacturing is a key component in that society, and education is a key component in that society.
All right. So these are the people. These are the people that want to control our lives. She belongs perfectly there. That's what they're about. They don't want an ownership society. Nobody owns anything except them. Billionaires, behind-the-scenes people, the head of the World Economic Forum, and globalists up and down. This is what it's all about. John Kerry, the face of John Kerry, is a perfect example. Be it climate, be it telling us what to do in schools, be it talking affordability under their guidance. It's all under their guidance. This is like the UN on steroids. The UN, just they're playing at it. These people really want and do, to the best of their ability, dominate life. All right, let me give you the side. You can hit me with a RFK Jr. question. He'll be here at 1:30 today. I'm going to lead off with the food pyramid. We'll get to vaccine policy, particularly childhood. I got to ask about the testosterone test of Trump. the pull-up. He might get into his own diet. You know, be prepared for that. Might be kind of a wild ride about what he recommends. But are you following this new food pyramid? Saturated fats? He announced in Harrisburg some of the things they've done in the first year, and they are impressive. Over 35% of American food industry have removed artificial dyes from their products. That's, you know how difficult this has been, and more on the way in 2026. New dietary guidelines that prioritize whole foods over processed junk. Bringing whole milk back to school lunches. Well, that's good. And lowering prescription drug costs. And I think they're doing that. And that's a biggie. Is the other thing that I'll get to is the autism. I'm not believing Tylenol and in pregnancy. I'm not compelled by the evidence. I realize this is a mystery and a horrific mystery, but doesn't mean we should be jumping at stuff. So I'm going to ask him how far along, what's next on looking at autism. I think those are the biggest things that we've seen with him. Now, Josh Shapiro, the great man, after he threw his mother under the bus in his book, hard to believe, he's known as, and look, I've told you this, even among politicians, they see this guy as a political animal extraordinaire. I've been in the ring with him a couple times. And the next time I'm in the ring, I am using the height thing. I don't care what Rose says. You can't make jokes about the height with it. Anything with this guy is in play. He brings up his son. His son tells him, no, capital punishment. All right, do I bring up the son? No, I don't care about the son. He does. Out of bounds, Henry, the height?
No, I guess not. The son? Are you striking first with this height comment?
No. I have to be
all right,
struck.
You have to be struck. Yeah, you're waiting to get hit. And then, all's fair.
The son.
Son, leave family out of it.
All right, but he's the one that brought it up. The son, do you remember that?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. You still think you can't bring the son in. Check, is the son 18 yet? That's my rule.
Yeah, that might be a good rule.
If you're under 18, yeah, can't do that. But you know what the word the governor loves to say, and he's polled this and repolled it. I'm going to ask RFK Jr. about it. Governor Shapiro saying he's bringing chaos here. Chaos. That's what RFK Jr. is about. Now, Shapiro's clever. I was telling Henry before the show in the new bio, he says he didn't grow up in a happy household as a child. The mother had mental issues. Wow. And then he says, go ahead, Henry.
No, just who doesn't?
Yeah. And then as a result of that, this is where he's going. That's why he's so controlling, so domineering. So, you know, he knows it's a flaw, but come on. He had to do that to protect himself. Then he says, I love my mother. We get along. You know, all this. Wow. He puts her in this bio. You know, you really want to sell this bio, don't you? I think that's left, unless it was brutal, unless it was abusive. And he doesn't say that. He's saying that's what made him do what he does. Apparently, he says it was a joke when he asked about putting his artwork in the vice presidential residence to Kamala Harris. I don't think so. I think he had a list and he kept on going through them. And even Harris went, get me walls. He's a goof, but I can't put up with it.
Maybe that was it. Yeah, he was just too controlling. He's like, here are my ideas for the campaign. Yeah. And Kamala was like, whoa, buddy.
Right.
And my name's on the ticket.
Right. And he said the vice president ought to be more like a slight co-president than vice president to him. Get me walls. But you mean that's your entire bench? Henry's out there shooting too much. I'm not liking it. I look down. I see Sean on the bench there. Hasn't played this year yet. I don't know. He wandered into the basketball team. Put him in.
Oh, man. I got a basketball game tonight. You're getting in my head already.
How many shots a game do you take?
It's the first game, so we're going to find out.
Well, usually.
At least 5 threes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's not excessive.
No, you know? I try to play within the game. I'm trying not to be a chucker.
Well, if you are a good shooter over the course of time, you know, if you're off, keep shooting.
Oh, yeah, no, next shot mentality.
If you have made 5 in a row, keep shooting. You're a good shooter. Mm-hmm. You're hot. That's what I always went by. I wouldn't say I was a shooter. I was a scorer, meaning I was going to shoot.
I'm a shooter, yeah. There's the difference. I'm not a scorer.
Right. Not a scorer. Okay. 855-839-1210, you get on board. The St. Paul, Minnesota mayor said, we've responded the same way we would for any place of worship. Oh, man. Were they heathens in St. Paul? What, can you imagine? I don't think so, Mayor. Okay, side question today. Ryan Wilson, Dwight Schrute. Rain Wilson. All right, Rain Wilson, all-time great character, Dwight Schrute. Birthday was this week, a day or so ago. Side question today is simple. We haven't done something like this in a while. Give us somebody who is an all-time sidekick. They maybe even steal it in a sitcom. George Costanza is an obvious one. Arguably, he's the star, somewhat. But I'll take Ethel Mertz off. I even saw a play once about Ethel Mertz, Vivian Vance, how unhappy she was to play Ethel to Lucy, who was brutal all those years. Now, that's old, but that's an all-time sidekick who was, and female sidekick that was recognized. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, Dom, I think for my answers, I'm going to go even more niche here with the sidekicks. Okay. Really, really far down on the roster, as you could say. You know, I'm going to continue my theme of bringing up the hit show Friends, and I'm going to go with the friend that never gets talked about, even though he's in the majority of episodes, whether in the background doing his job or whatever, and that would be Gunther, the manager of Central Perk, the coffee shop where they all hang out, where he lusts over Jennifer Aniston's character, Rachel, day in and day out for season upon season until he finally confesses his love for her towards the end of the show, yeah. And then the other one would take off.
You know, it is the all white bread show. Like, Will Cain on Fox, I can't stand. It's too much of a white bread to me. Just can't take. Well, Friends, same thing.
Oh, man.
And then the other white one, bread, that's it.
Yeah, the other one I'm going to take off is a sidekick to one of the side characters in the show Seinfeld. It's about time Elaine, later on in the season, got her kind of her own universe. And in that universe, she had her on-again and off-again boyfriend, David Putty, who I think is one of the most hilarious characters in the show. I'm glad he was introduced later on, whether it's as Jerry's mechanic or whether it's going to the Devil's game, you know, putting on the face paint or, you know, it's to support the team, you know, like things like that.
Germaphobe,
wearing the eight ball jacket. You got to talk to the eight ball, you know, like that whole, this whole shtick just cracks me up. So I got to throw in Putty.
All right, Putty. How about you, Sean? Who do you like?
So, off the top of my head, I was originally going to say Charlie from Always Sunny before I realized that he's a main character.
Yeah, he is.
But Rickety Cricket from Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
His de-evolution from a man of the cloth to a homeless man who smokes crack and diddles dogs.
All right.
It's something to behold.
He was hallucinating. It's okay.
All right. You covered a lot of ground there, Sean. Yeah. Yes. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get on board. What? ABC, CBS, NBC's ICE coverage in Minnesota was 93% negative. They got to work on that. That's 7% positive for not negative. One mention of the officer being hit by the car. Nice. How did that one mention get in there? It was a mistake. We didn't mean it. 93%. Now you think it would be more like even 60-40 if they wanted to be on the mob side? Okay, hit us with, in a sitcom, the all-time, I don't know if that sitcom is what I'm saying, but okay, all-time in a sitcom is we're looking for from the great Dwight Schrute today, and your question for RFK Jr. here at 1:30. As I said, Josh Shapiro gone all out to say chaos. That's what he's going to run on. He's not the chaos guy. He's normal. And my mother? Well, she should have gotten mental help then. That's why I am like I am today. Don't listen to Kamala. I take the side of Kamala Harris here. And that's something. She could have been wine-addled or whatever was going on. She got one lift at Shapiro in these meetings like, oh, my God. But how in the world, out of the entire country, this is like drafting Ben Simmons. Or worse, how in the world, out of the whole world, I say that all the time, Henry, you're on my side. DJ and Luke don't get me. Saying, well, you know, I think he was the best in the world. The world's pretty bad if Ben Simmons is the best player in the world at that point. It can't be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. Fire me, do whatever. Give me some more money. I'm finding somebody better than Ben Simmons. And if I'm doing the VP search, well, wait until you hear one of the names for lieutenant governor on the Republican side that I read today, And if this is the case, I'll give it to you coming up. I got to tell Stacey Garrity, bail. No way. This person could be your lieutenant governor. I'll give you the name of him, John Ventre, Henry. You may want to Google him. You'll see. V-E-N-T-R-E. And you'll see why. All right, that's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 12.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT on demand. On demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Hit us with that sidekick, maybe one who dominates all time in a sitcom. That's what we're looking for. Got to be a really good one. We took some of the better ones off the board. RFK Jr., 130 today. And at least three or four huge areas with him. They're in Harrisburg. It's the Eat Real Food Tour that kicks off. And what's Josh Shapiro's biggest criticism? Chaos. So, you know, let's go point by point with Josh, the great Josh Shapiro. Let's leave aside the vaccine issue. Are these other things chaotic? Or are they things that have been debated for quite a while? And nobody had the ability to have the backing of a president and a movement that wants them out. Now, I think some people in the MAHA movement think they can blame the world for their own lack of fitness or whatever, maybe. Okay, can make that point. And just because we have a lot of processed food, you have to succumb to it. But for convenience sake, and also unearthing what's been in front of us, and particularly with kids, I gave you some of the stats just when you're in about dyes and processed food and things of that nature. How can you quibble with that? Well, Josh Shapiro likes saying the word chaos. And I'm not making it up. You'll be able to read his memoir. Don't buy it. Just see the excerpts. Trying to explain away why he has such a bad reputation, even among driven politicians, by saying he's like that because his mother used to yell and had mental issues. And he had a largely unhappy childhood. And as a result of that, he took on this control freak stuff. He says, you can understand why. My God, is there anything this guy won't do to explain, spin something? I mean, if you heard me over the years, way ahead of the curve, I'm going back 15 or 20 years. This guy is as far out there as any political candidate we've ever seen. As far as control, chameleon-like, it is just incredible. And when they picked Tim Walz up, well, first of all, they're dumb. I mean, Kennedy was able to pick Lyndon Johnson. And Bobby Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson wanted to kill each other because he knew Johnson would win Texas. And then he'd put him on ice, and he did. Kamala Harris couldn't figure a way to put Shapiro on ice. Wow. She's got to be pretty bad, and he has to project something that is malevolent behind the scenes. What about my artwork? How much artwork can I put in there? The clock is ticking. You're trying to win a presidential race. And that's what you have to put up with this guy. You got to beat him. All right, who's the guy they're looking at as lieutenant governor, according to a news report? And Stacey, please, let's get off this guy. Henry, I had him on when I was at WWDB. It goes back that far. John Ventre, I would say, is the leading UFO monger in the country. And when I told you that, you were looking like, well, you know, there's a lot of people that like conspiracies and UFOs.
Yeah.
Maybe he would be helpful. Can you see Josh Shapiro putting on a bib because of the saliva?
So oh, yeah, like to... lobster. Like he starts exactly. speaking. He starts tying it on.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about Garrity at all. They're going to say, you got a UFO guy there.
Yeah, you're not serious. You got this guy.
Chaos. This guy will chaos. Chaos in the Capitol. So his name is mentioned. They're apparently having some degree of difficulty. We talked to Guy Shiraki a little bit about this with finding somebody to run for lieutenant governor. I realize at this point in time, Josh Shapiro looks like a juggernaut, but he's got a glass jaw. He's never really had someone challenge him all out. I mean, you talk about bum of the month club. I don't think Joe Lewis would have fought a bum of the month named Doug Mastriano. Yeah, I was watching Rocky the other day. You know, they want some guy colorful. Yeah, the Italian Stallion. Put him in there on July 4th. Shapiro. Get me Doug Mastriano. And then he publicizes Doug Mastriano while saying what a menace he is. But he publicized him because he knew what he was going to do. Okay, coming up yesterday, what a spectacle over in Jersey. What a spectacle in Davos today. The great EJ Antoni is next. Then we'll take your calls. Breaking down what President Trump did. He did on the way to Davos. He did put in an executive order to stop Wall Street from buying up single-family homes. We'll see what EJ thinks about it. I'm on board. I think he is. Are we renouncing capitalism? All right. First, though, let's talk Diane Cardano and what we have coming up on the 31st. Attention, Pennsylvania, New Jersey home sellers, if you're over 60, and even thinking about selling in 2026, do not start too late, as sellers are losing thousands before that sign ever goes up. They fix the wrong things. They guess on price. They get blindsided by inspections. Learn the 10 new rules of selling over 60 at Diane Cardano's free breakfast seminar, 9 a.m. January 31st at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. Join me and Diane. Great breakfast. And you can join us live or on Zoom. Should you downsize now or stay put? What are your capital gains? How to declutter 30 years of your stuff? What do you fix or not fix? Should you sell as is? And how to price and market your home to sell fast? All attendees get a free copy of Diane's newest book, The Hidden Cost of Overpricing. Join us on January 31st, Saturday. Get all the info, RSVP now, 215-576-8666. It's all free. Or online, 215-576-8666.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Come.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
What's that guy's name there in Davos, Henry, that you like? Is it Klaus... Schwab.
Yeah.
Hey, Klaus, come on over here. Sit down. Yeah, let's do a remote from there in Davos. Imagine that guy. We'd be in a gulag somewhere in the middle of Germany inside a half hour. All right. EJ Antoni is an incredible resource to have. He is the acting director at the Thomas A. Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies and Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. And he joins us periodically when we have big moments like this. A lot going on with the economy. Markets are looking pretty good the last 5 minutes that I look. Let's go to EJ. Hey, EJ, a question for you. Have you ever been to the World Economic Forum?
I have not, nor would I ever, quite frankly.
Why? What's the objection?
Oh, dear goodness. Could you have a more poorly named gathering? There's nothing economic about it. It is socialist, it is communist, and that's about the end of it.
Yeah, it's John Kerry, the face of it, and Klaus Schwab, EJ, telling us, our betters telling us how we should live and what they're going to do. So before the president left, I don't think he announced it there. It was announced in flight. He did do what we talked about before. An executive order, Wall Street, single-family homes. Your thoughts on it?
Well, I think the president first off, made a lot of really great points. He's coming into this, or I should say he came into this, from a real position of strength. People have seriously underestimated how good the U.S. economy is right now relative to the rest of the world. I don't think most Americans understand just how bad economic growth is, for example, in essentially the entirety of Europe. We're even growing faster than China right now, if you can believe that. That hasn't been true in ages. So, again, this idea that somehow the president is going into a hostile environment, yes, that's true in a certain sense, but he's also going in there with the strongest poker hand at the table, if you will. And so when he says something, that doesn't mean it can simply be ignored. And I know things like Greenland have gotten a lot of attention. And there are, you know, Denmark is basically trying to brush that off like, no, it's not going to happen. What are they going to do about it? I mean, at the end of the day, look at Canada. We threw Canada into a recession by getting into a tariff fight with them. We have so much economic power over the rest of the world. At the end of the day, how much of a fight are they really going to be able to put up? And I think that's all part of the message that he's been delivering. It's kind of the hammer that he's been dropping.
EJ, I wanted to go back, though. Did you have a chance to see the executive order? He did it, not there, but when he was going there, that you and I talked about around the housing. And some cities, it is astounding how much of Wall Street, 20% of homes, new homes, single-family homes, are owned by some Wall Street company.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, at the end of the day, Dom, I'm fundamentally a free market guy, right? I grew up with Larry Kudlow, my good friend now, telling me that free market capitalism is the best path to prosperity. And that's just as true today as it was back then. But I think that this can be seen as a good step in the right direction because it's trying to correct not even necessarily a failure of the free market, but a failure of government, chiefly regulation, where we have so overregulated the mortgage lending market, and we have created all of these artificial problems, essentially, that it didn't have to be that way. This is going to help correct that to a certain extent. It's not a cure-all. It's not the only thing that needs to be done, and it's not even a perfect fix. It is a Band-Aid, I admit it, but I think it's better than nothing.
What's next on the horizon, EJ? Look in your crystal ball a little bit after Davos and the rest of it. I think the president is going to drill down on affordability, go across the country. What are you watching either in Congress or in the markets or something? What occupies you right now?
Well, in terms of Congress, unfortunately, we have to keep a real close eye on them, but not because they're doing anything good. you know, we just got to keep a real close eye on the spending that's going on there. And as much as we can, create some pressure to try to get that down. You know, the executive can only do so much when it comes to reducing fraud and waste and reducing headcount in the federal bureaucracy. At some point, you are going to need Congress to do the heavy lifting. So keeping a very close eye on the clowns on the Hill and seeing what they're doing. Also, though, keep continuing to monitor all the good progress being done on the deregulatory front, including from the Small Business Administration. They have been real champions in this administration for getting rid of onerous regulation and just all this nonsense that it's not a matter of keeping the air and the water clean, for example, Dom. It's just nonsense that's creating bureaucratic bloat that's not saving lives, it's not saving the environment. It's there to create, again, bureaucratic jobs. And getting rid of that and reducing costs has already paid big dividends, and I think it's going to continue to do that. Lastly, keeping a close eye on the latest economic forecast, we just got data literally minutes ago from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. They're now calling for 5.4% GDP for the fourth quarter of last year. That would be an absolute blockbuster number if we get that.
It's just, and Trump is getting more sensitive, EJ, yesterday, during that 1 year, 2 hours he did, talking about getting the message out, meaning the PR aspect of this. I think all these things on the macro level are tremendous. It's just convincing Americans, and hopefully the tax refund, the big, beautiful bill, that will do it, that things are turning. I'm hoping they're turned before the midterms.
I agree, Dom, although I will say I want to caution the president here. don't fall into the same mistake that Biden did. You know, no matter how many times Joe Biden told everybody how great things were and said, don't believe your lying eyes, don't believe your empty wallets, the economy's great, you're doing fine, nobody believed him. That's why the Democrats lost so monumentally in November, losing, as everyone knows, not just the Electoral College, but the popular vote in every single swing state. And a lot of these margins weren't even anywhere near as close as we thought they were going to be in terms of within the individual states. So I would say, Mr. President, it's not just a matter of telling everybody things are great. I think we also have to recognize that we are growing fast, but from a low level. Right. Yes, inflation is down and people's incomes are growing faster than prices now. But again, from a very depressed level, we've seen people's inflation adjusted weekly paychecks on average, Dom, rise roughly 1.5% since Trump took office. That's great. We're moving in the right direction. But also, we haven't yet made up for the 4% drop that we had under Biden. So again, both things can be true at the same time. We can say the economy is doing much better today than it was before, and we can also say people are still hurting.
Yeah, I'm absolutely always there, EJ, with you on that. I'm not saying call it a hoax or neglect it or just look at the macro, but I think he's talking too about saying that and then adding, but we realize, you know, you're individual, you may not be seeing it yet. And here are the things you're going to see over the next several months that I think are going to be more tangible.
I think that's eminently fair, Dom. And when you look at what is coming down the pike, I know you've mentioned so many times on your show, the big, beautiful bill. And as all of those different provisions kick in, and as people start taking advantage of them, that's going to be huge. You've already seen people adjusting their withholdings to start this year because they could have done it last year since the bill was retroactive, but a lot of people just didn't know about it. It's very common at the beginning of the year, people will adjust those withholdings. So you're seeing that happen. Also, as people file their taxes and they get much bigger refunds than anticipated, that's also a clue for a lot of them to change those withholdings to say, okay, I don't need to have as much withheld from my paycheck every week because it just means that the government's going to end up repaying me. Why would I give the government a free loan for a year, essentially? So as that happens, you're not only going to see, again, big refunds in April, some of the biggest ever. Some families, depending on how many people are working, it'll easily be $1,000 or $2,000. More than they would have gotten anyway. But on top of that, it'll be people, again, adjusting those withholdings that'll increase take-home pay, and that'll mean more consumer spending and faster economic growth.
Absolutely. EJ, where do we follow you on X or Twitter?
The handle there is at RealEJAntoni, and that's going to be the best place to find me.
EJ, thank you. Thanks very much here.
Thank you, Dom.
All right, EJ and Tony here. Big day. Henry's guy when plugged in. Davos. Never been there. Come on. Everybody's got to go there. Yeah, I don't understand why these guys, Roe is even worse than I am. Hating winter, hating the cold. Wouldn't you do it in a tropical thing there on the beach, whatever? Why go to this place? Oh, it's Switzerland. Beautiful. Skiing. Come on.
Yeah, well, I feel like it has something to do with the money. It's the World Economic Forum, and you think banking,
right.
You think
Swiss. Well, I would think corrupt banks in Florida are just as good. Yeah, it's got to be.
Probably, yeah.
South Philly has them, too. Come on over here, guys. All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls. 1:30, we'll hear RFK Jr. fresh off this big event that kicked off today, the Eat Real Food Tour. I wonder how many people are trying to do that already. Or is this just all keeping score with Maha and we like what's going on here? I'll ask him too. I think they're going to say, well, we've recommended instead of 72 vaccination points in childhood, only 38 shots. I don't know, in Jersey, it might be more than 72. Okay. And by the way, a lot of fun with where Mikey Sherrill held her ball last night. Oh my God, in that mall in Newark. It looked like the Lawrence Welk show with people selling pants right next door to where they were holding the ball. Did she really want to do that? Maybe. All right. And how are those electric costs over in Jersey today? She's put a freeze on them for now. We'll explain why that's, of course, scam. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right. There might be some pretty good characters there. I think I've interviewed a couple. We're looking for all-time sidekick in a sitcom. Coming off Dwight Schrute, of course, The Office. Arguably top five, I would say, and they kind of steal the show. Here is, and this woman, this is Cut 10, has been fired. We need to almost daily do a wild white women segment of just the nastiest, wildest things. What is propelling these women forward? This woman is a registered nurse and was the vice president of Home First Choice in Ohio, kind of a home care thing. Chandra Petri, I can't pronounce his last name.
It's a tough name. I'm going to say that's Sharik.
Sharik. They threw like every consonant. I'll take Z's.
Yeah, CZ is together, a tough one.
About going after Caroline Leavitt and what she wishes for her. And she knows she's being taped. She knows she's the VP. She's a nurse, etc. On Twitter, what she wishes, she seems to think she can skate because she doesn't wish ill on the baby per se. She wants to be the baby in some bizarro Rosemary's Baby thing, I think, to be the one that kind of cripples Caroline Leavitt. And it's in detail. Here's what she said.
My wish for Caroline Leavitt, she is pregnant with a baby girl, and I truly do hope that baby is so healthy. I hope she's healthy and headstrong. So headstrong, in fact, that as she is emerging into this world through Caroline's geriatric tech garage, that she tears her from bow to fucking stern. Grade 4 tear. Like, so big that when she gets out of the shower naked and walks across the room, like, she accidentally picks up dog toys. Yeah. That's my wish for you, Caroline.
The nature of it. Now, think of this woman's background. Think of how many of these we've been through. What is it that is propelling them? And there's an emptiness. There's a hatred. There is just... Would you not think for your own self-preservation? And it's one thing. If you saw Caroline Leavitt, you yelled something, you know, or you saw somebody on the right, you yelled something at them. Okay. But this is calculated to sit there and put this out for the world, given your position. Yeah. Is that the Rosemary's Baby thing?
It's the lullaby, yeah.
Yeah. Mia Farrow looks brutal in that. Oh, my God.
Was it the haircut or what? Is it
I don't know how Mia Farrow was married, but I don't know which one's worse, by Woody Allen or Frank Sinatra. The Frank Sinatra, Mia Farrow, like what?
Yeah.
That is Woody Allen, maybe, I guess. Then the bizarro world there with the daughter and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. The guy who plays the husband, and he's a good actor. What's his does a great thing on his Deal with the Devil. Really good. And Hutch in Rosemary's Baby, I think, is a great character. Until
John Cassavetes.
Yeah, John, yeah. And who's Hutch? I've seen him in a lot of things. I'm not sure. Hutch takes
Maurice Evans.
Yeah, Maurice Evans takes one for the team, ultimately. They got his glove, and that was enough. That's it. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with the great Dawn Fantasia, assemblywoman from Sussex County in New Jersey. Her breakdown yesterday of Mikey Sherrill. Mikey Sherrill going colonial. Trump is King George. Jersey is overthrowing that. The emphasis on Jersey as one of the biggest colonial states. Not so much. And then at 1:30, RFK Jr. A lot to ask him. If you have a question to put in, because we got at least 15 minutes with him, we'll hear it out. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh no, peanuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.